It's time once again to play Public Radio's seventh most popular game show, the Conversation News Quiz. Earlier in the hour, we asked, what's the name of the homeless camp in West Seattle that will close for good on September 1st? And the correct answer is, of course, Nicholsville. Arwen Nix, who got it right?
Karen Gom got it right, and she is our contestant for this week's Conversation News Quiz.
Hey, Karen, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
Well, thanks so much for playing the quiz this week. And remember the rules. If you can answer two out of the three questions correctly, you become the conversationalist of the week. You will dispose Paul Feldman, who is the current crown wearer on our conversation page on Facebook. Are you all set?
I'm ready.
All right. You can expect, this is question number one, you can expect a swarm of naked cyclists later this month at the Fremont Solstice Parade. And earlier this week, I spoke with Lance Freirier about the legality of nudity in Seattle and neighboring areas. When is it legal to be naked in public in Seattle? Is it A, anywhere, anytime, as long as nobody finds it offensive and complains? Or is it B, only when riding your bicycle? Or C, it is never legal to be completely nude unless in the privacy of your own home?
C.
I'm sorry. The answer was, of course, A, in Seattle at least. Anywhere, anytime, as long as nobody finds it offensive and complains. In Redmond, I think that it's different, though, is what we learned.
Uh-huh.
All right, question number two. Karen, are you ready?
I'm ready. The pressure's on.
Signatures were turned in this week for a new Seattle ballot measure. This measure would affect how people are elected to the city council here in Seattle. Currently, they're elected by an at-large system, and this proposal would change that. So the question is, what's the change that could happen if this ballot measure is approved by voters? Is it A, Seattle City Council members are decided by lottery, in which the names of all Seattle residents would be put into a hat, and every 2 years, new names would be drawn? Or is it B, seven council members would be voted to represent geographical districts, and two would continue to be at large? Or is it C, all nine council members would be elected by council district? Is it A, B, or C?
I would say B.
Yay! Correct answer. All right, Karen, on to our last question. The Supreme Court recently heard cases on everything from same-sex marriage to DNA evidence. Earlier this week, I spoke with author and Supreme Court journalist Marcia Coyle about her new book on the Roberts Court. Name three of the nine justices currently serving on the Supreme Court. Three of the nine.
Sotomayor, Roberts, and Justice Scalia.
Yay! All right, Karen. How did she do, Arwen?
Karen got two out of three correct, and she is this week's winner.
All right, congratulations, Karen. You are the winner. You'll occupy the crown of glory on our Facebook page. Today's program was produced by Arwen Nix with help from Cameron Drews. Bernard Ouellette is our engineer and announcer and the voice of Seattle. From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm David Hyde.
Can you imagine anything more exciting than wearing the crown on the Conversations News Quiz Facebook page? I know I can't. Join us next week for the Conversation News Quiz.